But first, state lawmakers are preparing to fight for a bill that requires schools to train students and teachers on how to recognize and report sexual abuse. It's called Aaron's Law, after Aaron Marin, an abuse survivor from Illinois who has fought to get the law passed in 37 states since 2013. Arizona had the chance to join those states during the 2018 and 2019 legislative sessions, but those efforts stalled. Now supporters are preparing to try again in 2020, setting up a battle with legislators who question the extent to which schools should be involved in teaching about sex and relationships, even when the goal is to prevent abuse. Julia Shumway is covering this debate ahead of the next session for the Arizona Capital Times, and she joins us now. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Okay, so I want to start with just what's in Aaron's Law. What does it aim to do exactly? What would it mean for schools?
So basically what it says is that students should be taught age-appropriate lessons on how to recognize signs that adults aren't behaving, adults or older children are not behaving in ways that they should, might be committing or getting close to committing abuse. It also is supposed to train teachers who are mandatory reporters in how to recognize that students might be subject to abuse.
And this, like we said, has been passed in a lot of states around the country, and there were efforts here. What, give us a sense of what those efforts looked like and why they didn't happen here.
So we've had this attempt to be introduced a number of times, both by Democrats and Republicans. It came the closest in 2018 when now State Senator Paul Boyer was the chairman of the House Education Committee, and he introduced it. He got it passed out of the House, and then it made it to the Senate, and it never got a hearing in the Senate Education Committee. And bills that don't get hearings don't go anywhere.
Do we have any idea as to why that was? I know this kind of plays into a broader debate that's going on amongst legislators about sort of the role of sex education in general in schools, right?
Right. So Aaron Marin, the Illinois-based activist behind this law who you mentioned, she lays the reason for it failing to go anywhere squarely at the foot of Sylvia Allen, the Senate chair of the Education Committee. Senator Allen refused to give it a hearing. She, according to Marin, wouldn't even return to phone calls, accept compromises like having a study committee instead of a mandate. And so Marin was ready to just wash your hands of the state of Arizona, say we'll come back after Sylvia Allen's no longer in the legislature.
But lawmakers are going to take up the battle again. What's their reasoning, and will the bill look any different this time around?
So we don't know exactly what the bill will look like this time around. The reason it's coming back is it results from this ongoing task force our governor had following up on legislation passed this session to expand opportunities for adult survivors of childhood abuse to sue their abusers. They went from that to tackling, okay, how do we stop this abuse before it happens or as it's happening? And Aaron's Law was one of several recommendations that this governor-formed committee put out.
So this is what a recommendation from this committee. The governor has said, you know, I support this committee and these recommendations. What are the odds it'll be successful this time around?
I think we've got better odds. We do obviously have the governor on board saying he's looking forward to implementing this, all the recommendations, including Aaron's Law. However, it's also wading into what is expected to be kind of a tough fight at the legislature next session over the broader issue of sex education for children. That's something that Senator Allen and some other pretty influential Republican lawmakers don't want to have taught in schools.
Yeah. All right. That is Julia Shumway with the Arizona Capital Times. Julia, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.